This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. News listeners, welcome to one of our, yes, special Wednesday editions of the BTN News Show. It's the 24th of November, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on, and we'll get you caught up on it right now in about 5 minutes. Oh, yay! Just in time for the shopping season and Black Friday. This is probably more in conjunction with Cyber Monday, but still. Twitter says, yeah, why not have shopping and live streams combined? Diving even deeper into e-commerce for Twitter, they've started testing a new live shopping experience. This new experience will allow users to both watch and broadcast and shop at the same time. And lo and behold, it'll all kick off on November 28th. Apparently, that's when Walmart says, yeah, we've got a cyber-theme live stream ready for you. Now, to quote Twitter, they're saying live streaming on Twitter will give businesses the power to engage with their most influential fans. And then, of course, adding the ability to shop into the experience is a natural extension to attracting and engaging with audiences. Yep, that's PR written all over it. Now, let it be said, Twitter, pretty much last of the game. Most other social media platforms have already dived into something like this, though Twitter says that they have a little bit different twist on the experience that they're hoping Twitter users will be fully engaged with. The Google Play Store website. It's looking kind of tired. Well, it may not look that way for much longer if these rumors are true. Looks like the Google Play Store website might get a complete redesign soon. According to the folks over at Android Police, they've discovered a redesigned Play Store that's much more in keeping with the current mobile app. And what they're meaning by that is it appears they're scrapping the large sidebar in cards and having a simple four-button navigation system, and even auto-playing trailers for games. Android Police said it's very much a work in progress, and don't go looking for it on the interwebs. Apparently, they got just a taste of what's to come, although nobody knows when it's coming. As far as Google commenting on this, there's none. One thing for sure, though, it definitely will be beneficial for users out there who actually shop for apps and media from their computer and then want it downloaded to their Android devices. And finally, hey, speaking of updating, Qualcomm says, yeah, we need to do a little updating with our brand. It's also time to simplify things the Qualcomm way. That means they're going to shift away from a three-digit numbering system and go hands-on with actual names. Actually, to start with, Snapdragon will now exist as a standalone brand, completely separate from Qualcomm. In fact, we've kind of noticed this earlier in the year. Remember the Snapdragon 888 Plus badge? Aha, now we know where they're headed. However, though, the biggest change might be how the company handles actual naming for semiconductor products. Like we were saying, the three-digit names, the 480, the 765, the 888, may not be there anymore. It might have an entire name on its own. Something like Snapdragon Plus. As of right now, it's pure speculation as we don't know what they're going to be called and doubt any of that full renaming will happen this year. 2022, though, could be entirely different for how they move forward. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Everything for BTN is happening at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the news show over there, the Mac show, the big show, the photo show too, and so much more. Give us a like on Facebook at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And become part of the BTN family today by heading to our Slack room. You can do that by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, yes, the surprise Wednesday edition is for a reason. For the next 2 days, the new show will be away celebrating the Thanksgiving Day holiday. And those of you celebrating, I hope you have a wonderful one with your family and friends. Have no fear, though. Of course, we'll be back next Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on. Probably a lot of Black Friday deals and things. Somewhere in there, we'll find some news for you. But until then, have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy the long weekend. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.